We have a number of policies that we have been tasked to update. Some have some minor revisions, but I believe there is one item that has been previously discussed, and it is important that we try to finalize this conversation today, and that is policy BOD. Three, the appointment to committees. As you may recall, we had a board workshop back in, I believe it was January. And after much discussion on this item, the board decided to move in the direction of eliminating members of the public participation in those committees for a number of reasons, including and primarily because of the confusion on the roles and authority of those members. So we have policy BOD number three. It's in the board packet and it's on page six if you want to review it.
I have a question about it. First of all, I totally agree with the policy. My one question is, do you think we should put something in there that directly refers to that other policy having to do with content experts and from the community? I can't remember what it's actually called, but I think if we were to put something in there that somehow mentions that we are able to have community members with content expertise involved in our committees in a special way might be a good idea. I'm just bringing that out.
And I believe there is a policy that speaks to that. Correct, Chris?
Right. Yes, there is. I was just going to see what the policy number is, but yes, we do have a...
There is a separate policy, but I'm just wondering if maybe in order to head off some future questions, we might somehow add a sentence referring to that other policy, or do we, or is that not a good way of handling policies? Well, it just is for discussion. I'm not tired.
And maybe Donna can chime in because Donna worked with our prior COO and the board approved. What was that, Donna, back in 2018?
Are you talking about the community?
Well, we have the policy.
Yes, the community engagement policy.
I think what Les is talking about is whether we should have reference to it in this policy or not.
Well, I think we should. The whole reason why we had the community engagement was because it would allow the community to speak, as well as, you know, public comment, community members can always speak. So I think that was kind of like the reason why we wouldn't need designated community people on the committees when we have the community engagement policy.
And I understand and I agree with that totally. I'm just wondering out loud if there's an advantage to somehow connecting that to this, at least maybe even just during the discussion of this before the board next week or whenever the board meeting is, so it's clear that the other times we've talked about this, it kind of comes up later after we've argued about it for a while. Yeah. And I'm trying to prevent that.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But I'm not sure how best to do that from a policy and procedures manual sort of kind of point of view.
Jeff, do you think it creates any issues with having a reference to another policy within a policy?
I don't. I think it's, I think it as long as it flows, you know, I think it'd be fine. And in this way, you know, we needed some fashion to bring it up so that we don't bring it up as Les says at the end, if we've been arguing about this.
It's OP15, which is engagement of the community, public, and subject matter experts.
Oh, good.
So if we decide where we would like to place that.
Well, so again, it specifically, by putting it attached to this, it's now in our board of director policies. In other words, the other thing is just, what's OP, operational policies?
Correct.
Yeah, so this references it in our board policies, which I think would be a good idea. And it could just be a sentence. Let's see, how does that work? It could actually be in the very first sentence. Yeah. It says, you know, add a sentence that, because it talks about appointing board members, and then say, in addition, through our policy, blah, 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 community members can be appointed to work with committees on an ad hoc basis. I don't know that we should wordsmith in the middle of a meeting, but probably in that first introductory paragraph is where it goes.
Yeah, because the others speak more specifically to each committee. I can add a sentence to that with some language, and then.
So I would recommend, rather than having this one policy be part of the consent agenda, that we separate it so that we can specifically say this is what we're doing, and then add that line. Again, that's just my recommendation. Otherwise, it's going to look like we're hiding it.
Yes, and we're going to say notwithstanding policy so and so, the board, something like that, right, Jeff?
Yes.
Language expert here.
Yeah, I'm just trying. I'm just trying to see where it might best fit.
I mean, I'm fine deferring it to Conrado and Jeff.
Yeah.
To work it out and stick it in and bring it to the board. Again, I would recommend personally that it not be part of the consent agenda, but separate it out so that we can be clear what we're doing. And since it's raised all kinds of controversy in the past.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also because of the fact that we're actually making a change. It's not just an edit here or there, but there's actually a change. So that would justify having it be a separate from consent. I agree with you, Les.
So the idea at this point is to have that one separate under the committee meeting. And then assuming that all the others look good, those could be on the consent agenda unless there's some items that the committee feels need to be discussed separately.
Yeah. Okay, can we have a motion to approve, to recommend to the board these changes with the inclusion of referencing the other policy? Is there a motion?
I'll move.
Is there a second?
Leave it up to the CEO and legal to do the words and then bring it to the board as a separate agenda item under the our minutes or committee report or whatever it is.
Yes, as stated. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, next item.
The next item is Policy BOD 07, board meeting agenda. And that's on page 20.
I have no problem with it.
If it was, Yvette, do you have any questions or comments on this, changes on this one?
No.
Okay, I have no issues with this one. Is there a motion to approve, to recommend approval?
I make a motion to. Oh, sorry.
Wait a bit. I'll second.
Okay. So all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Moving on to the next one, Conrado.
Policy BOD 16, page 26. This is proprietary confidentiality and personal information. And this policy speaks to the occasionally presence of confidential medical information related to employees, directors, or other affiliates, collectively referred to herein as employees. This policy is intended to be in compliance with all state and federal laws mandating confidentiality of medical information, including but not limited to the California Confidentiality of Medical Information Act. And to the extent applicable, the Federal Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act of 1996. So the law shall supersede any provision of this policy that it's in conflict. So ultimately, the goal of this is to be in compliance with state and federal laws.
I move we accept it.
Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, all those in favor? Is there any comments?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, moving on to the next, Conrado.
The next one is BOD 16 proprietary. Oh, I'm sorry. This is the red line version. So let me get to the next one. The next one is access to public records. And for every policy, we have two versions. We have the clean version and we have the red line version. So the clean version of this one is on page 38. And the red line version is on page 42. Again, this is an update to this policy, and it's to be in compliance with access to public records.
I move we accept it.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those is there any comments? Hearing none, the vote, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, moving on to the next one.
Next one is on page 46, and this is the retention of records, OP03. Again, this is just to be in compliance, and it provides an exhibit A with the review period and the time that certain records should be open or active, when they can be closed and when they can be disposed, and the method by which they can be disposed. Some should be archived and some can be shredded.
Bet it's your turn.
I make a motion to approve.
I'll
Is there a second? Okay. Is there any public comment?
Yeah, if I might, the only one issue here is with respect to emails. A couple of years ago, Todd Gloria had a bill that passed the Assembly and Senate to require a public agency to keep emails for 2 years. And the governor vetoed that because of the expense and the difficulty in trying to keep everything for a couple of years. So, a fairly common period for public agencies is 6 months. Mm-hmm. So that's what we decided to suggest. But that's the only area that might come up that might get some comment on.
Actually, the policy for electronic records is the next one, but fine.
Well, but this is actually for, the specific, how long do we retain records retention policy?
Okay.
So I was surprised when I saw that it was only 6 months when I looked at this. So you're saying that there's still possibility that there's the expectation of more time?
Yeah.
Is our current policy 6 months?
They're proposing is 6 months.
No, what's our current policy before this? Are we changing it at all?
I think we're putting a limit on it because I think it just talks about it in the storage.
So the current one says account, agenda, agreements, appraisal, audit, board, budget, claims, computer.
Isn't it all under Exhibit A, or that's a review period?
Yes. I'm looking at the red line version.
It's 180 days, so it's been 90 days, so we're increasing it to 180 days.
Yeah. So in the next policy that you were talking about, Les, in policy OP4. If you look at 1.8.2.
What page? I'm
78.
78, yes. We made the revision there from the 90 days that we had in that policy to 180.
Okay. But right now we're doing the previous policy, right?
No, no, no. We're doing 90 days right now.
We're talking about a different policy.
Les said that we're still looking at OP3, yeah. Records retention.
Yeah, OP03, which requires an action.
Right, and it's been moved and seconded.
Yes.
Are there any public comment? Okay, are those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Next, Conrado.
So now we are on OP4, and that's the electronic communication usage and retention policy. And this is the one that changed from 90 days to 180 days for all Outlook folders of each district email user to be retained.
Is there a motion?
I make a motion to approve.
Second. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any public comment?
There's no public, by the way.
I still have to say it. We're being recorded. hearing no public comment, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. It passes. Conrado, next.
All right. The next one is delegating minor claims to the CEO, OP6. That is on page 84. And this policy is in order to provide an efficient procedure for handling minor claims filed against the district per government code section 935.4 to allow the CEO to manage minor claims as long as they don't exceed $2,000.
Okay. Is there a motion on the floor?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, is there any public comment? I do have one clarification, Conrado, before I ask for the vote. What kind of claims usually are less than $2,000?
Honestly, I don't know. Okay. I have the same question.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. It passes. Next item.
The next item is policy OP7, lease compliance, and that's on page 87. Let me look at the red line version, which is on page 91.
I'm just curious, why did you change the name to Medical Center instead of Desert? Why was the cosmetic change of calling it Medical Center instead of Desert Regional? I'm just curious.
Mm-hmm. Not sure. Chris, what's the rationale?
No, nothing specific. I mean, if you want to say Desert Regional, we can... leave it
no,
in.
No, I just, I was, it,
there wasn't, there was wasn't reason any specific
to update the policy.
There wasn't any specific reason. We can leave it as Desert Regional Medical Center is fine.
It doesn't matter. They refer to, at the beginning, they basically say Desert Regional Medical Center in parentheses medical center, but that's fine. I'm just curious what prompted that. I'm fine with it the way it is.
Is there any other significant change to this, Chris?
No, most of it's cosmetic.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve or to recommend approval?
I make a motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any public comment? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next item, Conrado.
Next one is policy OP8, strategic plan. Again, all you see there is cosmetic changes to update the policy that was previously approved in 2016.
Okay, is there a second?
I second.
Is there any public comment? Hearing no public comment, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next, Conrado.
The next one is policy OP10, policies and procedures, including bidding regulations for public works.
Is there anything significant that you want to point out in that one?
I'm looking at the red line version.
No significant change there. The only thing we added was in item 3.
And what you, I'm not seeing it, so if you could just say what was changed.
On page 133, you'd see the additional language there. It just says extent permitted by law, making a written finding that such deviations are in the district's best interest in consultation with district legal counsel as to legal issues involved.
Okay, very good. Is there a motion to recommend approval?
I recommend approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any public comment? Any comments from the board members? Okay, hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, next, Conrado.
Okay, the next one is OP11, and this is for professional services. There is one minor change here, which is can be found on page 141. We're proposing to add language about authorizing the CEO to sign contracts for professional services for an amount up to $5,000. And that is what we have in mind here is whether there might be some situation in which to be expeditious in our signature of very small contracts. It might be wise to allow the CEO to sign a contract for some specific professional services. And of course, those will be reported to the board at the following board meeting.
And that's the same amount as our mini grants, right? 5,000?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I support that. I'll move the proposal.
Is there a second?
I second.
Is there any questions or comments from the board members?
I have a comment. Maybe we ought to go back and make the claims, suggest making the claims 5,000 instead of 2,000 and then be consistent with all three. I know that doesn't have anything to do per se with this, but it's a suggestion that I'd make to the committee.
Okay.
What does staff think?
And that would be OP6, delegating minor claims.
Yeah.
Well, that would be consistent.
Yeah, I agree with that. So I'll move
I agree.
And OP3 to be 5,000 instead of 2,000.
Okay, so you're amending the original motion and the second agrees to that?
Yes, I agree. So
we are calling for the vote to make those changes to OP3. All those OP in
six.
Favor?
OP6.
OP6. Sorry. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, very good. So on this one, going back to this one, we had a motion and a second and comments. Is there any public comments? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Aye.
It passes. Next item.
The next one is a policy on sustainability plan or sustainability program. And it talks about the importance of being sustainable in the development of our programs. Again, the changes here are minor and cosmetic.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any questions or comments from the members? Is there any public comment? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It passes. Next, Conrado.
The next one is Las Palmas Medical Plaza policy for leasing. And here we added some minor language on page 154. And that's a clause number one that says when the district received notification of availability of a suit, of a suite, the district will notify the DRMC team for the vacancy unless communication from the DRMC have been made to the district within the prior 3 months that indicate they're not interested in additional suites. Of that, any of their existing suites are available for reassignment to a prospective tenant.
And where this originated was the CEO previous to Michelle, Desert Regional was making a big play on office space at the Medical Plaza, and they wanted to take up as much space as they could. And so the board agreed to essentially give first opportunity to any vacancies to Desert Regional. But at this point, they actually have three spaces that they lease. Only one of them is occupied. So we added that additional language so that it would indicate that we wouldn't need to go to them specifically on every vacancy that we have, because we are in pretty good communication with their the real estate people on an ongoing basis.
Okay, is there a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve.
Is there a second? Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, any questions from board members? Questions, comments? Any public comment? Hearing none, are those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. It passes. Next item.
The next item is Las Palmas Medical Plaza, policy number two. And that's the lease execution policy. The changes here are cosmetic, and that's just an update.
Okay, is there a motion to recommend approval?
So I make a motion.
Second.
Okay, is there any questions or comments from members? Is there any public comment? Hearing none, I will call for the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
It passes.
And just to highlight, this is the last of the policies that have needed update. So we will fall into a regular cycle of bringing, you know, maybe five or six to each future meeting, just so we stay on that 2-year cycle.
Okay, very good. So is there any new business?
Yes, I have an item in new business. I just want to bring your attention, because I think we should close the loop on this, to the last page of the minutes on page 5. It talks about whether we're going to talk about the possibility of rotating officers. And it basically said maybe a workshop, but then we said before a workshop, we want to sort of have the staff look at what other districts do or what other entities with zones or districts elected do. And I just didn't want to forget about this. I don't think we're going to do this in time for the next election. But if we're not going to do this, I think we should decide we're not going to do it. But if we're going to do it, then let's do it.
I would like to do it, but I would like to proceed with the direction that we gave last time for the staff to come back with having done some research of what other districts do. And then we can look at doing this, like you said, not in time for this time around, but hopefully we could have a system in place for the future.
Sounds good. And I can work with ACHD to survey the other districts and find out if what they're doing.
Okay.
And it's not only, you know, some districts have zones and some don't. So I think we also need to look at other government agencies that have zones to see how they do it. Because I mean, obviously a healthcare district that doesn't have zones, I think the issues are different. So again, let's just look outside healthcare districts.
Okay, very good. We have got direction, Conrado. Is there any questions or you need more clarity on that?
I think we will find out the similarities and the discrepancies or the differences with other special districts. Mm-hmm. I would suggest that we look at healthcare districts because that's what we have a lot in common with the other healthcare districts. Mm-hmm. Not sure the similarity with a mosquito district or a cemetery district, but you know, we will look into their practices as well.
Do we know how many healthcare districts elect in zones?
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, more and more we're seeing where whatever kind of special district it is, less go into zones. But you know, this is sort of a question for the board on how they want to do it. The challenge I think we now have with a 7-member board is that, you know, it could take a number, if you're rotating at it, could take a long time before you get to the top of the hill, you know? So I think that's something that is distinctive because there's a lot of districts that are just 5-member boards. And, you know, in that situation, you'll have a member maybe that's served for a long time and he or she'll say, well, let's let the new member have a turn before my turn again. So during your 4-year term, typically it works out so that you get an opportunity to serve as president. But I think that's a little more challenging with a 7-member board. But it's worth looking into, but I don't think it matters. It's really a board, how the board feels about this. It's not so much whether, you know, Conrado, whether it's a water district or a healthcare district. I will say that healthcare districts are one of the few districts that have 7-member boards. So that issue is unique to us, but you know, we can look into it.
And by the way, I'm not advocating one way or the other.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've actually gone back and forth in my own mind, but I just think since we brought it up and it's on the tickler list of things that this committee wanted to look into, we should at least close the loop.
Yeah. And I actually am in favor of doing it. So I'd be interested to see what is the support, if there is, but I think it'd be good to take care of that in the future. Is there any other board member comments for other future business?
I have a question building upon something Les said, if there's not another topic.
Okay. Yes, Martin?
At the beginning of the meeting, when we were talking about BOD number 3, the appointment to committees one, Les raised a couple of questions about setting it up to make it go smoothly with the board, you know, including adding that little phrase about the subject matter experts. I'm wondering if a little more thinking ought to be done around that particular one. Is there anything the committee can do to help make sure that there's a successful vote and that this issue is settled and doesn't get pushed into the future again? And are there any of the other policies that need any other attention? It appears to me not. They all look very minimal and all the rest are very smooth, but just raise that question for the committee. Is there more that could or should be done to make sure that it's prepped for the board to have a successful vote and not go in circles over a topic?
Good point.
It actually seems to me that it's not going to be an issue so much for the board, because I think the board is clear what it wants to do. A majority of the board is clear what it wants to do. But there was, and I don't know if Martin knows about this, there was a recent letter sent to all board members by a community member. And so the reason I want to publicly address the issue is that it'll be publicly addressing the issue rather than hiding it in the consent agenda. That's all.
Yeah, I thought that was the reason why you were doing it, was for the public to have an opportunity to speak on it, and not because we're trying to hide it, because this has been an issue that has been brought up in the past. So the only thing that I would think of, Martin, that could be done to help move this forward is if there was like a staff brief summary of when it was brought up originally, And then the fact that this has been talked about at workshops, and that that was where we had the consensus to recommend this change because of the consensus that has been expressed at workshops. Because otherwise the people that might be against this might say, well, why are you making that recommendation? And not an option, not providing an option. So if we were to just do like a little staff summary, and then that this seems to be the direction that we're going in and that we're not coming out of left field.
I think that's a good point, Letty, a staff report.
And I'd like to make maybe one more suggestion for the committee to consider, just as individual board members, as whatever discussion leads from. Last time in the workshop, the drift of the discussion was, how can we meet in the middle? You know, how can we make a compromise that works for everyone? And I would like to suggest that the committee consider whether a better question is, are there any ideas to improve the proposed policy and come out with the best policy? And that the goal of a discussion should not necessarily be to come to a middle of the road result, but to come to the best result. And so like just to kind of put the margins on that discussion, let's just imagine that you had a discussion where you have a majority of the board on one side and a minority with an idea that's just patently wrong-headed and you fully disagree with it. You definitely wouldn't want to meet in the middle and have a compromise. You want to have the best solution for the district at all times. So I think that was maybe something that confused the discussion a little bit. Like, let's try to find something we can all agree to, when it's perfectly fine to find something that a majority can agree to when a minority says no, and you move on. As long as it's a good result for the district.
Okay. Conrado, are you going to be, I know this is a different question, but I think it's related to this. Are you going to be meeting with Carmina before the next, before the board meeting?
I'm planning to, yes.
Okay. So you might want to just give her the heads up on this topic, that there might be some discussion, and that this has been with us for over a year and a half or so.
But she isn't participating at the next board meeting. She's participating in December.
Okay, then that's fine.
But it's still a good idea to give her a heads up, since she doesn't think we're totally dysfunctional.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Let her form her own opinion.
Okay, any other questions, board members? Or staff? Okay, do you have direction, Conrado, on how to proceed with this item?
Yes.
Okay, you have clarity, okay. Very good. Is there any other future topics and issues that we want to bring up then?
Nope.
Okay, then I will adjourn the meeting at 12:45. Thank you, everyone.
11:45.
Yeah. Somebody hasn't changed a clock in this room. Okay, very good. 11:45. Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.